What's up, everybody? Welcome to this edition of Football Fan Line. We are live from the St. Louis, Missouri studios. Round two. I'm not even going to hide it. A lot of people aren't going to know what the fuck's going on, but totally messed up that first take. I couldn't hear anybody. And when you have a call-in show, it might be important to be able to hear the listeners. So hopefully we didn't lose everybody, but we'll see what happens. You guys can call in from the 50.com. It's from the 50.com if you want to jump in on the conversation. It's real easy to do. You hit the call button and you can talk AFC, NFC championships. The Lions will be there this Sunday. We're fired up about it. So you guys are welcome to call in on, again, from the 50.com. Hit the call button and hopefully our shit doesn't go crazy again. I mean, that was absolutely wild. I've never seen anything go more bananas than that, and, you know, it's because I had one thing on my mixer that's always turned up, and I never noticed it, and I turned it down for no reason today, and I go, oh, I wonder why I can't hear anybody, because you touched the same thing that you never do, and it works all the time, so maybe if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but, you know, here I am pushing buttons and hitting levers and all kinds of crazy shit, and we just lost it, so anyway, apologize for that. We do have our awesome callers back on the line, so let's go ahead and get right to Future Twist. What's up, Future Twist? I got you this time, man. What's up?
You can hear me this time?
Oh, God bless. Let's go, man. I mean, Sick. Let me tell you something. You could do this shit every day for years and still mess it up somehow. It's unbelievable.
Fuck, I bet, man. I checked over on the YouTube, too, and the YouTube was getting the audio. TikTok wasn't.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess because TikTok, to get audio engineering nerd here for a minute, it goes through the mixer, and then there's two cords that go out via the headphone jack, and then it goes into my phone through the whole deal. So that's why TikTok couldn't hear it, but I'm glad YouTube could. I couldn't hear shit, so.
Wild. Yeah, pretty crazy. Well, first off, I'm a fan of From the 50.
Thank you, man.
I've been watching for a while, been tuning into the streams, and also, go Lions, baby.
Let's go. All right. He's got the Lions hat and all. Beautiful.
Absolutely, dude. Listen, I'm only 23, so this is the best Lions team I've ever seen. Like, yeah. in my lifetime, like my whole life, like I was conscious enough to see the 0-16 season, but mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we're looking at this like NFC championship, honestly, I'm kind of at the point where it's like, if we lose, this is still like one of the greatest Lions seasons ever. Like,
oh, yeah.
we let Dan Campbell cook. He went from crying that the guys were giving their all and weren't winning, and people were calling him fraud, saying he wasn't it, saying that he has no interest being in this league, saying, oh, we see what he thinks he's doing. And now headed to the NFC Championship, man.
Beautiful.
We let Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes cook.
Dude, damn, you trusted in them, and they made it happen. I mean, they said over and over, like, even going back to the draft, the Gibbs pick and Jack Campbell, and they're like, oh, they're drafting him too high, and you never take a running back first round. Well, like, the dude is basically Alvin Kamara 2.0. I mean, he is just all over the place electric. Campbell's been an unbelievable linebacker this year. So, I mean, you just trust what they do. And luckily, I mean, they've proven what they've done the whole time has worked for them, and it's going to continue to work because they just have they know who they're looking for, and these players buy in. You know, it's not easy in the NFL
right.
for guys to buy in, and that whole team is buying in right now.
Yeah, I don't know that Detroit has ever been a city that good players want to come and play. And not that we're getting everybody, but even Peoples Jones saying that he wanted to go to a contender and then ending up in Detroit is like, yo, really?
Yeah,
like,
man.
That ass, he's coming to Detroit? Like, that's insane. I was just as critical as everybody else when it came to the draft this year, drafting a running back up that high. I mean, this year we need cornerbacks. I wanted cornerbacks last year. I don't know that Witherspoon or Gonzalez are really everything they were chopped up to be, but I was really hoping that first pick was going to help out that secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw Sutton like just get crushed against the just get outran, outpaced, couldn't keep up, it's like, all right, dude, like you're not bad, but you're not it.
Yeah.
Like you're not the solution. I wanted us to get defense this year. I don't hate Jahmyr Gibbs at all. I love our draft class. We got two rookie of the year nominees, finalists out of the six, so a third of them are Lions.
Yeah.
But I think if we go into Santa Clara and we go and we play those Niners and we lose, it's going to be because of those cornerbacks. It's going to be because of our secondary.
Telling you. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's been the biggest disappointment for me has been the fact that they did kind of a full, like, revamp of the secondary. I mean, they brought in, like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson got hurt. He's pretty much out the whole year. But Cam Sutton, I mean, has done absolutely nothing. I mean, every single time I see him play, he's getting cooked, like, nonstop. And whether it was, you know, late in the season, I mean, CeeDee Lamb just, like, I don't know how many yards he had, 180 yards against him or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Mike Evans last week, just, I mean, he was Baker's only hope. Godwin was a non-factor.
Right.
And I mean, they had, like, K-Dotton make some big catches, but mainly it was Mike Evans. And my thought is, like, what else do you need to see where you can't take Sutton off of their number one receiver? I don't know what the plan is, but, like, it's obviously not working. And you know, the tough part is when you play San Francisco, especially in San Francisco, you have to play a perfect game to beat them. That's the problem. So, like,
100%.
Sutton cannot give up what he's been giving up the last three, four games, and it's inevitable. He's going to, you know?
Yeah, 100. I mean, when we let, like, no hate on Justin Jefferson, I think he easily has one of the cases, like, one of the best wide receiver, or the best wide receiver in the league. He's my first pick in fantasy every year. But to let Nick Mullins get that many yards on us like, and then to still keep him as cornerback one, like, that's insane. So it's a little bit of a blemish on this really good Lions season, because it's like, even if we do pull off a miracle and end up beating San Francisco, which I think is only going to happen if we can get to the quarterback and make Brock Purdy make mistakes 100%.
He played like shit last week. I mean, if you can make him do that again and let the offense, I mean, the running game has to get going. That's the hard part. Their run defense is insane, but you saw what happened. I mean, they got going in the second half against Tampa. I mean, Gibbs and Montgomery did nothing in the first half last week, so you never know. I mean, they could get going later, but San Francisco, I mean, it's the real deal, man. But if we can't run the ball, like, Goff's been having a great year, but you have to run it a little bit. Otherwise, they're going to eat us alive.
Completely. The other part that I think really makes a difference is we do not have a mobile quarterback. And when you have Chase Young and one of the Bosas on that same line coming down, like, Goff doesn't get out of the pocket very well.
Yep.
And when he does, he's had a really bad tendency to get intentional grounding calls. Like, I get, you don't want to lose it, you don't want to take the sack, but I've seen a couple too many intentional grounding when it's like, dude, throwing it away, I guess that's a skill that quarterbacks need to have or whatever, but we don't have a mobile quarterback. When you talk about establishing the run game, I think we have two of the best that can make it happen. I'm almost not concerned about that, but if the Niners are going to have Debo back, I think that's just points almost every drive.
Right. Yeah, and that's the question, is how healthy or how unhealthy is he? You know, it's one of those things where they say he's questionable. I mean, he's playing. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to be in the game. It just depends on, is he a factor, or is he going to be, you know, one of those guys that throw out there and as a decoy, you know what I mean? So, and he's a guy you absolutely have to see on the field. Now, he's no McCaffrey, and I mean, that's obviously the number one target, but the good news is the run defense for the Lions has been great overall. Last week, Rashad White did a little bit more than I expected him to do in the first half, but overall, the run game was a non-factor. So if they can somehow, I mean, you're playing one of the best, if not the best running back in football. If you can shut down McCaffrey, I mean, you have a good shot to win, because, again, people want to blame the weather, or they want to blame this and that. I don't think Purdy's got it. Like, I think he's a great quarterback. I don't think I think he's got, I don't know if it's nerves, I don't know if that's the case, but he just doesn't seem like a big game type of quarterback. We'll see. Maybe I'm totally off, but I haven't seen it yet.
Sure. I think a little bit of that, like, lack of experience, because, I mean, you saw against the Packers, if you take out Debo, that was a struggle. The Packers were on their second season of a win and in. They obviously didn't even win the division. They were bottom NFC seed, right? Or were they six? I forget.
No, Packers were seven. Yep.
Yeah. So they were seven. So the Packers barely got in. And when you look at how dominant the Niners have been, like, all year, and then you just remove Debo from the situation, and suddenly Purdy's making bad decisions, can't find his receivers, nearly choked that game against the seventh seed Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Purdy's obviously not it. I think he has one of the best storylines in the NFL, that he goes from Mr. Irrelevant to, like, Super Bowl contending team, but there's no reason such a dominant team like that should have struggled against the Packers.
Agreed. I mean, he's definitely talented. I mean, I'm not taking that away. I'm just saying, like, prove it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they could walk in, and again, I'm biased. I really think the Lions have a good shot to win. I'm taking them money line. I was going to do it regardless, but they're plus 280, plus seven. I mean, it's unbelievable. I think plus seven is free money. Money line's tough. I mean, it's going to be a good game. So I would say, though, this is a big game for Purdy. I hope he's terrible. I hope he has a game like he did last week. But, I mean, this will prove it. I mean, if he comes in and just, like, destroys Detroit and goes to the Super Bowl, then, like, yeah, he's he's a big game quarterback, but I don't know. You get Hutch going, you get that rush going a little bit. I think I like what AG did too. He sent a lot of the secondary and outside linebackers to blitz Baker last week, and he was freaking out. I said it before last game. I go, you rush Baker, get him uncomfortable, and he's going to make some bad choices, and he did. So, you know, but at the same time, he did rip our secondary. So it goes back and forth, and you got to execute on offense, but the defense has to make stops, and that's the only thing I'm worried about is the secondary, like you said. Same thing.
Right, yeah. I think Detroit's, we're not going to have too hard of a time getting into the end zone. I mean, Goff's chemistry with Amon-Ra St. Brown, with his ability to get the ball to Laporta, with our run game, I don't think we're going to have that big of an issue moving the ball down the field. And then every now and then, secret weapon J-Mo. But if you have Cam Sutton one-on-one with Debo, one of the only receivers that Purdy reliably knows how to throw to, like I said, like I think that's points every single drive. I want it to be us, but then you move on. You say, okay, let's say the Lions do win the NFC Championship. If the Ravens are there, it's like, that's it, 100%. We already saw how that went earlier in the season. I think if the Chiefs win the AFC Championship, and just for the sake of fucking whatever, let's say the Lions are on the other side, I think we have gotten better as a team since week one. I think guys have gotten healthier. Guys have gotten more experienced. Jahmyr Gibbs has gotten going. Mm-hmm. If we meet the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I mean, call me delirious, but I think we have like a serious chance. If we see the Ravens there, I'll be like, all right, you know what? It's still the best season, whatever.
Oh, you think it's done? Like, you think Ravens and Lions, the Ravens are going to just like destroy them? You think?
Oh,
that?
Yeah. I don't really. I mean, what case, if like, let's say Super Bowl is Ravens Lions, what case does any Lions fan have to make to say that we can stop Lamar Jackson and Zay Flowers and what's his name, Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah. My thing is, like, maybe I'm naive, but this is a way different team than it was then. I mean, like, yeah, I watched that game. I watched every game this year, obviously, start to finish, but I was locked in on that game, and it looked like a Madden game. First four possessions, right. And they just, like, it was, like, nonstop. It was like you're playing against a JV football team. So, but that was week, what, 6 or 7? Maybe a little later. But my thing is, it's a different team. They're red hot. I think the Lions can beat anybody right now. And I also, I have a really weird feeling about the Ravens where their defense is great, no doubt. Offense, you got Lamar, I get it, but he hasn't proven it in big time late playoff games. And maybe it's just a new year and it's just another football game for him, but he hasn't done it yet. So, you know, he's going against Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes has done it plenty of times. We've seen them. They don't go away. I thought for sure, I mean, I made milkshake bets. I made handshake bets. I made too many bets on the Bills last week, and they still lost. I can't believe it. The Chiefs just don't go away. So, I don't know, man. I mean, this is the thing. The Ravens, again, another prove-it type of thing. There's two prove-it teams to me. San Francisco, who's made it one time in the last 5 years. The Ravens haven't made it since 2013, I guess. We'll see. I mean, Lamar, that's his one knock, is he cannot win in the playoffs big-time games. Here's your chance. So
right, yeah. See. This year probably. But still, I mean, like somebody said in the chat, the Lions can't stop dual-threat quarterbacks. If you look at our secondary and you have Zay Flowers and you have OBJ, like, which one is Cam Sutton going to fail to cover?
Yeah.
And then if we do manage to get good coverage, like, Lamar knows how to run, and we couldn't stop Justin Fields. And Justin Fields isn't even that great. That offensive line is not nearly as good.
I disagree. I mean, there's a lot of takes on Fields. I think he's very underrated. I think the Bears are idiots if they let him go. That's an off-season conversation, but I really think they'd be stupid to let him go. So,
but still, like, the offensive line, I don't think is as good as Baltimore's offensive line.
Yeah.
And so I think Baltimore helping out Lamar Jackson, like, run all over the field on us, I mean, we'll be giving him touchdowns. We gave Fields touchdowns.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything can happen. It's Super Bowl. I don't know. I mean, you get there and there's nerves, and it's like first time Lions ever been there. Like, you got to get past San Francisco. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to be easy, but like, I think anything can happen. I really do. I wouldn't. That's a wild take. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, Ravens are there against Lions. You think there's no shot? Like, that's a wild take.
No,
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, no, maybe that is a hot take, but no shot. I think we have two young of guys. I think the Ravens are so dominant in what they're doing. If it's the Chiefs manage to pull off the upset, then I'm like, all right, maybe this is the year we're actually going to do it. We're going to take it. Here comes that, you know, 32 overall pick. But if it's the Ravens, like, I mean,
you're out. You're like not even watching the game.
Completely. No, I mean, of course I'm going to watch the game. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm going to watch.
Come on, man. You got more faith. It's not here yet. We got to get there. But once you're there, anything can happen, man. You know that.
Sure. But I mean, it's CJ Gardner-Johnson. Like, who else do we even have that wasn't there on the first Ravens game? Aside from CJ Gardner-Johnson, I can't think of too many that are going to be notable that is going to be that much of an upgrade. Because, I mean, that was ugly.
Was
you
bad.
Let Jahmyr Gibbs get some points in garbage time.
It was bad, but hey, anything can happen. Let's get there first, and we'll chat next week about it more. Future Twist, appreciate the call, man.
Of course, bro. Take care.
All right, take it easy. It's Future Twist on the phone lines. You guys can call in from the 50.com, from the 50.com, and you guys can hit the call button. By the way, before Thomas, I'm going to get to you here in 1 second, man. Anybody in the chat, again, I hate to say this to get ahead of myself, but I'm really curious trying to plan this out. Is anybody from Detroit, a Lions fan from Detroit in the chat? Anybody? Is anybody from Detroit in the chat right now? Please let me know. Because if you are, here's what my thoughts are. Again, I don't even want to, I shouldn't be even talking about this. Rob is, okay. Rob in Michigan, two Robs, that's wild. Back-to-back Robs on TikTok. So again, I shouldn't be talking about this because you got to beat the Niners, but I'm trying to plan all this. I am going to drive to Detroit if they make it to the Super Bowl and do the show live from a bar in Detroit. And I want you guys to be ready to give me recommendations on what bar that's going to be. I understand I shouldn't be talking about it yet, but I'm trying to get things done where literally, if the Lions win, like, I need to start planning my trip right away. So, like, if there are Detroit fans from Detroit or Lions fans from Detroit out there right now, please let me know. Think of ideas for bars that we could do a live show at. Please let me know if you can show up, too. I think Big Web would come with me, and we would basically do a live show and then watch Super Bowl at a bar in Detroit. It could be an absolute, absolute just fucking awesome time. A lot of people saying Tin Roof. I want to go to, like, a hole-in-the-wall, like, real Detroit Lions bar. Is that Tin Roof? Like, I feel like there's other options. Anyway, think about it. Not talking about it yet. We got work to do this Sunday, but I'm just putting it out there for anybody from Detroit. If they go to the Super Bowl, I am going to Detroit to watch the game, and I'm going to do the show live. Just letting you know. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Thomas. What's up, Thomas?
Well, first off, I want to say it should be Packers Lions Super Championship.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was rooting for it because it would have been a home game. It would have been great.
Yeah, well, I was too, but our kicker missed.
Yeah, you hate to see it. Yeah.
Love threw it across his body.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, real teams make it to the NFC Championship, you know.
Oh.
That was a cheap shot. I apologize. I was rooting for the Packers. I thought Packers, Lions at Ford Field would have been awesome. And it should have. I'll be honest, Thomas, you guys should have won a game.
Well, maybe we would happen on Thanksgiving again in the championship game.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, I think right now we can focus on this week. Do you think the Lions have a chance against San Francisco 49ers?
Oh, well. If Debo's back, no. If he isn't, then they are probably going to the Super Bowl.
Now, what is the you mean if Debo is back no matter what? What if he's a decoy? Like, that's totally different, right?
Yeah, well, wasn't he holding his head or something? So concussion, or was it?
Somebody remind me. I thought it was something. I thought it was lower body. No, maybe I'm totally wrong. Somebody let me know what Debo's injury is. I'm blanking right now. You might be right.
I think it was. Well, I think he was holding his head and then got ruled for his shoulder, so he could go back in if he could remember anything.
Okay. Yeah. Jordan Dillon and Larry say shoulder. Okay. Yeah. He was definitely out. He didn't finish the game, but anyway, I knew it was serious, but. So you think if Debo's in, Lions don't have a shot?
Yeah, because, well, the Packers secondary isn't the greatest either, but...
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like Debo wasn't there, it was like 100 times better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the secondary for Detroit is brutal, so I get it. I mean, Debo, especially if they put Cam Sutton on him, I mean, one-on-one could get past pretty much anybody in the league. He's got speed. Then you got McCaffrey and Kittle to worry about. And, I mean, Ayuk's had probably the best year of his career. So, yeah, it's not ideal. It'd be great if he was not 100%. But I don't know. I feel like, I mean, he's definitely going to play. It's just a matter of, you know, how much of a factor he's going to be. We'll find out probably pretty fast. So.
Yeah, well, the first two plays that were Debo Samuel, he got like 10-plus yards, and then once he was out, it was like they were shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's the big factor, man. That's it. I mean, it's the Niners can use so many things. That's the problem, is you have to find something, you know, to get after their defense, especially. I mean, like, the Lions have to try to get, hopefully, God, I don't know, 4 yards a carry, which is saying a lot against them, and then hopefully open up play action. I mean, you know, Jordan Love, before the fourth quarter, Jordan Love was doing whatever he wanted to do against that defense. I mean, he was throwing the ball great. I mean, he was throwing some dots, and, you know, shout out Romeo Dobbs, came out of nowhere at the end of the year, especially last week, catching some great passes. And so I think Detroit, if they get the run game going a little bit, Goff's been red hot lately, so I don't see a problem with them moving the football. It's more of like, can they be consistent, and can they get any stops on defense? Because the way it's been going, no matter who the Lions play, they can score at will all the time, but they give up just as many yards back to the other way, and it's just not a great back and forth, you know. So if they can't get a decent lead against the Niners at any point in the game, I think they're going to lose. They can't play shootout ball with them, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I hope the Lions win, because it just seems like it's like rigged compared to the Chiefs too. You just see these random calls. Hey, if you were which play was it? It was the end of the game.
Yeah.
There was a play, I don't remember what it was, but it was like after the play was over, there was a flag thrown for...
Yeah, it was like 2 hours after the play, I remember.
Yeah, and then I saw something yellow fly across the screen. Like, what are they throwing a flag for? There's probably a fight. And then they call something on a Bills defensive guy.
Yeah, I don't understand how... I'm guessing the referee, I mean, sometimes there's always interesting calls, but the way that happened... I'm thinking they were, like, deciding as they, like, were talking. It looked super sketchy, but he probably knew what he wanted to do, and then they didn't throw the flag till late, which, to me, if you don't throw the flag on time, you can't call it. I mean, that's not the way it happens. They throw the flags whenever they want. That's why when I root for the Lions or I root for one of my bets to hit, I wait 10 seconds till the play's done to make sure there's no flag. I mean, I literally, like, wait for that, because that's just how the league is now. It kind of sucks, but it is what it is, so...
Yeah, it just feels like it was lopsided usually between basically every Chief game is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like there's flags out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, Thomas, appreciate your call, man. Good luck to the Packers next season. But, you know, I wish they were playing the Lions this week, you know.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Thomas. That's Thomas on the phone lines. You guys can call in from the50.com. From the50.com, hit the call button. You guys can call in. About NFC AFC Championship, you can call in about the divisional matchups last week, whatever you want to talk about. Rob says, are your podcasts only on TikTok? No, sir. We are live on YouTube and on Twitch. If you guys want to jump in on the conversation, that's where we're at. We're trying to really grow YouTube. We got a live show every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. Central all the way up until kickoff. We've been doing that all season long. Been doing it for about 4 years now. So if you're brand new, make sure you follow on TikTok, but also go to our website, fromthe50.com. Check it out, and make sure you get the YouTube subscription button, and just mash that button. Make sure you subscribe, because that's where we have the full shows. You can see all the full cameras, the full getup, the QR code I have here to my right. It is the Sharps app, the Better Social Network. You got sports bettors and basically the Twitter for sports bettors. You got great... action there. You can read other people's bets. You can give everybody shit about if they win or lose, or obviously probably if they lose. You can keep your record as well, so you have your sports books, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, ESPN Bet, and you sign in through the app, and it actually tracks your wins and losses inside the Sharps app, and then you can share bet slips. It's all there for you. It's a lot of fun. So again, if you're on YouTube, use a QR code to sign up today, or you can go online to fromthe50.com, and you can use that link as well that says join Weber Bets on Sharps. Let's see what we got here. Again, phone lines are open. We'll read some comments as well. Some people are telling me to go to, if the Lions go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to Detroit. So they said go to Tin Roof. I feel like we have a Tin Roof in St. Louis. I kind of wanted to go to, like, you know, a real, not saying Tin Roof's not real, but you know what I'm saying, like a real hole in the wall Detroit Lions bar that's going to have a million people. That's 100% what I want. Let's see. Dylan says, who do you think the Lions should target on the 49ers defense? I don't know if they should target anybody. I think they should. I mean, they can run their offense and move the ball. It's just a matter of if they can run, like literally run the ball. I mean, they can pass all day. You saw what Jordan Love did against them last week. You just 100% have to get the run game going. I would guess that they're going to try to split as they have been between Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs has definitely been more explosive than Montgomery, but Monty's the more every down back type of guy. So it's going to be tough. I mean, I think Campbell's going to have to throw something different at them because, again, you can't have too many wasted plays against San Francisco, but you do have to establish the run game early. It's going to be interesting how they do that. You know, I don't have any problem with Goff. I think he's going to make some great passes, but you got to get the run game going early and hopefully open up the offense. The Niners are a great team. I think they had a really shitty week last week, mainly Brock Purdy. And also, I think the Packers played their asses off. So it showed me a couple things. The Niners are really hard to beat, but number two, they are beatable. I mean, that's what I saw from that game last week. So there are good things and bad things. I mean, it's just the way the game is, and it's how dominant San Francisco's been. This will be the Lions' toughest competition of the year, and it's NFC Championship. You know, when better to shock the world? Unfortunately, if you like to go on the Vegas side of things, according to I don't know if it was CBS Sports I saw, but the majority of the money is on Lions money line and on Lions plus 7, which I don't love, but I expected. A lot of people are rooting for the Lions if your team's not in it, so a lot of people are going to want to bet that way, but it sounds like Vegas will be happy at the moment if San Francisco wins. But we'll see. We'll see if that that number changes going into the weekend. Whitney says that the Detroiter bar. Yes, I did see that one. That looked pretty cool as well. Again, it's hard. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. I want to get this win on Sunday, but if they do win, I want to go to Detroit, support them, do the show, all that good shit. So I do want recommendations on bars. I don't know if I'm giving bad vibes of trying to plan this before they even win the NFC Championship, but I'm just curious. It's just an honest question. Just an honest question. What are the best Lions bars in Detroit? Let's see. Detroit ain't winning nothing. Purdy is going to end the season. That's from Jimmy Dean. I don't know, the way he played last week, I think anybody could have beat San Francisco. Not anybody, but the Lions could have won last week. If Purdy plays the way he did last week, they'll have a shot. If he plays great, I think they have a shot, but they cannot make mistakes. You got to play almost a perfect game against San Francisco. So just the way it is. Let's go back to the phone lines. I think we got John. What's up, John? How we doing? Hello, John. Hello, John.
Yeah. Hey, John. Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you.
Hello, man. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I'm
just fucking with you. I'm sorry.
Hello,
I'm
John.
Sorry. Hi. First of all, my wife says Jacoby's. That's another bar in downtown Detroit.
Okay.
It's a little bit bigger than the Detroiter. It's a fun place. It's not necessarily a hole in the wall place.
Okay.
So, just got that for you. A couple of things. First and foremost, we're rooting for Detroit to win it all. We went to both of the playoff games at Ford Field.
Nice.
My wife put $50 on Detroit to win it all at the start of the season.
So did I. Same.
I put $6 on the Lions to win in February.
Oh, you son of a. That's not enough. Come on, John.
I know. But I basically have the whole I kind of bet too much. So I basically have the whole board covered.
Doesn't sound like it's $6. I mean, shit.
But $6 for Detroit pays like 156. My wife wins 1200.
I put 50 on them when they were plus 2200. So I probably got the same odds as she does. It's like $1,000.
You probably did the boost on, I don't know if we're allowed to say the names.
No free ads,
yeah.
John. Come on, John.
Yeah, exactly. No free ads.
Yeah.
But I got coverage for, San Francisco, and I got coverage for Baltimore, but
nice.
Of course Detroit is who I want to win. Here's what I heard that today that I'm not crazy about.
Okay.
Against playoff opponents, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit is 5-3, which okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Average 22 points scored, but 22 points given up.
Mm.
So the margin for error is essentially zero, right? San Francisco, on the other hand, 6-3, okay. 28 points scored, but given up 18.5 points.
Mm, yeah. John, keep it up, man. I love it. I love it. Not supposed to win. The Lions, nothing makes sense. The Niners are going to kick the shit out of them. Bring it on, John. I love it. I know you're rooting for the Lions, but I love all the bad
shit. The Lions,
that's
who we want. That's no, it's want. Not bad shit. It's just
well,
that's
no,
just
it's
the
they're
fact
facts.
That
they're facts.
The playoff
but
teams,
I'm
but...
saying, you know, this is like this is what the media is gonna be doing all week. Oh, the Lions don't deserve to be in this game, and oh, it's been a fun run, but here comes the real team to take them down. Like this is the stuff, John. We got to squash this stuff. I love it. I want you to bring these numbers up, but I'm telling you right now, I love it because all the media is saying is well. It's been a great run for the Lions. No matter what happens, it's a great run. No, no, no. Screw that.
Yeah,
we
want to
kick
no.
the shit out of the Niners.
Yeah, they're basically just trying to put us like Houston going into the Baltimore game, saying, hey, you guys, good job. Good job.
Pat on the back.
Five.
I don't
Better
want to pat on the back.
Year.
I want to win the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about a JMO anytime touchdown bet for $50?
What are the odds right now?
The last week, I did it for the first game against L.A., and it was plus 280.
That's it? Wow. $50 on him. I mean, yeah, I think that this is the type of game, especially against that defense, you got to say it's not really a trick play, but you got to take your shots, which means JMO will get a couple deep shots for sure.
I think he's going to get the deep shots because they're going to be doing the double on Amon-Ra's. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as they can move between him and Laporta, I don't think JMO will be too much of a factor, but I agree with you where if what I said is right, they can get the run game going just a little bit. I mean, it's going to be tough, but just a little bit, especially like they did against Tampa in the second half. Like, get Gibbs out there, use his speed to break something out. Then you can get the play-action pass, and then, yeah, you got a chance for JMO to go deep. And I think regardless of what happens, if they don't run the football, I still think he'll get a couple shots, but it'll open it up for some trickery where he could break one for a touchdown.
Where's your positivity on the line? Are you just worried about the injuries? We got one of the best O-lines in football.
No.
We'll just run right down their throat. Give it to Montgomery, will fucking pound
John's
it.
Back. John's back. This is good. See, he started with these stupid stats. Not stupid. Not you're not stupid, but the stats were stupid because they were facts, and I hate them. But the fact that the Niners are this, they only give up this amount of points, and they score a million, and the Lions are 22-22. But now John's like, screw this. We're gonna pound it down their throat, and we're gonna win this game. That's what we're gonna do. John,
That's
we're back,
saying.
Man. This is great.
Over under on number of times Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down, 1.5.
Wow, where'd you find that, Ed?
I know. I'm just asking your opinion.
Do you think
he'll go for it two times,
absolutely.
Or do you think he'll?
Yeah.
Yeah. For you think sure. that's a lock?
I think so. I think he's gonna be. In extra, like, not on your own 30, go for it on fourth, Dan Campbell, but he's going to be anything inside the 30 within 2 yards, I think he's go for it, Dan Campbell. Like, I think you'll at least get 2 fourth-down conversions, hopefully. He'll definitely go for it twice. It's just if they go for it, not if they get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think he's going to go for it on at least 2 fourth-downs?
100%. Yeah. What are the odds? That even money? Do you actually have like a book that is taking that
action? No, I don't have a book that's taking that action. Oh, okay. I was just asking let me ask it this way then. Is it 5? Do you think he'll do it 5 times?
No, not 5, but 2 seems two seems about right, maybe 3. To me, he's in the line where like they're good enough to beat anybody, but he also knows how hard it is to beat San Francisco at home. So to me, it's like
steal a possession.
He's not going to take 3 if he doesn't have to. Like, I mean, especially if they're down, that's obvious that they'll go for it. But I think, you know, first, second drive, if they're up or they're tied, I could see him going for it. Like, why not score 6? We cannot score 3 and beat this team, you know?
Love it. Well, listen, I can't wait to call you next week and we can talk about that Detroit victory.
Let's go, man. Hey, by the way, what was that? That was that bar you talked about that was Jacoby's?
Oh, Jacoby's. Yeah, Jacoby's.
So I'm trying to find, again, I might be having some bad vibes talking about this before they even win the NFC Championship, but is this like a bar that we're going to have like blue jerseys everywhere, like shoulder to shoulder, like going nuts? Okay. Like I want one that's like packed to the gills with Lions fans.
He wants a bar that's packed to the gills.
Blue jerseys everywhere, like chanting the whole deal.
Oh, then my wife says the Detroiter for sure, if that's what you want.
The Detroiter, okay. And the TVs are nice there. I thought I've seen a couple.
TVs in Detroiter?
Big TVs?
She just looked at me and shook my head like, why are you fucking asking me if there's TVs?
Like, of course. No, I know there's TVs, John. Big TVs? Are you talking big TVs?
Big TVs. Let's do it, man. Okay. We'll fucking buy one and put it there if they don't have it. Fuck
there
it.
Go. There we go. All right, John. Thanks for the call, man.
All
appreciate
right. See
it.
You later, man. Yeah, bye.
All right, that's John on the phone lines. I love it, man. That guy had great energy. You know, he started out, it wasn't great vibes. I mean, he's a stat guy. You know, he went stat guys. This is why San Francisco is better than Detroit. I don't need to hear it again. I read it in the media every single day. I see it on social media. every single day. The Lions are outmatched. The Lions this, the Lions that. How about those 49ers? It's the team of destiny. But then John came back and he was like, let's run the ball down their fucking throat. That's what I needed. We're back. The vibes are back. Speaking of John, we got another John on the phone line. Hello, John.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Do you remember me from last week with my parlay, my lock?
Sure. No, I don't. What was it?
Okay, remember you said you hated this line. You hated the Chiefs plus +3, and I took them in it?
Yeah, I did.
You remember it now?
Yeah, I think I remember that.
CMC anytime touchdown, and what was the other one? And then Jared Goff over 1.5 touchdowns. Smack for $100 for 375.
Very nice. Hey, congrats. That was plus +370. I forgot about that. That's a hell of a parlay. Yeah, I was only on the other side because I really thought Buffalo was getting it done, man. I'll be honest. I really thought so.
I thought so, too. But like I said, man, this every time the refs are always on BS in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, though.
Yeah, man. No, it's so what do you like this week? Now you're red hot. You're 1-for-1. You know, you're getting cocky. I like it. You're calling back in. Do you have a play for this weekend already?
You know, I haven't gave it any thought yet.
But... Oh, come on, man. Come on. We need it. You're 1-0 here. 1-0,
right? I'll tell you what. How much longer are you going to be on live for?
Not long. I got to get off here in about 5-10 minutes. But we got the live show on Sunday morning if you want to call back in.
All right. You remember me. Sunday morning, I will call in.
Do it.
Or I'll just put it in the chat here. I'm gonna make you a lay right now. All right,
John, I love it, man. Try to make everybody money. This is what we do on the show. This is fantastic.
Yeah,
that's my guy. All right, John, call back in on Sunday. Let us know what the lay is. All right.
Take it easy, brother.
All right, that's John from the phone lines. How many Johns can we get to call in? The number's at 2 already. I think the over/under was 3.5. If we can get 2 more Johns in the phone lines, we can smack that over. Cole's on the phone lines in the waiting room. Hello, Cole. What's up?
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, man? He's back. I remember you last week. What's going on, buddy?
Well, my prediction for the Lions win was, how do I say this, spot on. So instead of just telling people why they're going to win, I'm going to actually demonstrate how they're going to win.
Okay. So
the success of the Lions this week was running outside the tackles and making sure that that Vita Vea couldn't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So the game plan should be centered around Nick Bosa. Because he's always a game record. My bad. I'm drawing up the play now.
You're good. I'm gonna settle in here. Cole, I don't know if you guys heard Cole last week. This dude can talk football. Like, he is breaking down, like, so much about the game. I love it. So we got to focus here. So if you don't know, if you didn't hear last week, pay attention here. Go ahead. Oh, he's got a whole playbook here. Look at this.
So quarterback, halfback, tight end, even line, twins, close set.
Okay.
Basically, the 49ers have – a DN.
Okay.
A corner. All right. A safety.
Mm-hmm.
A linebacker. And another corner you have to worry about.
Okay.
What do you see just overall? There's no one here on the left side.
Right.
Because they're going to put Bosa on Penei Sewell because they want that matchup.
Right.
So if the Lions can literally have an outside zone that can not only cover Fred Warner, but Dre Greenlaw, and have them not only that, but run Jahmyr Gibbs, their premier running back, and they're going to keep doing that throughout the game.
Okay.
That's all.
So you think it's a lock the Lions win this one?
I don't think it's a lock, because if you look at the other side, you have Deebo Samuel. He's questionable, but Brandon Ayuk is an amazing wide receiver, and he can go to play. Okay. Now, outside the Lions, you know, didn't keep Jeff Okuda, because I thought it was a great matchup for this, but not really, wasn't on the team still.
Yeah, man. So would you say – If you're putting money on this, do you think Lions money line is the play or Lions plus +7? Like, do you think the Lions, like, where would you put percentage wise the Lions win this game?
I'd give it a 60.
60%? I like it. I like it.
And then they have a very, 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 what I think is very important for Brock Purdy to lose. And that's making him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson, Jack Jones, their blitz package. I mean, it's elite. If you look at how they play, if you look at how they look, if you look at how they can even, you know, one goes shallow, one goes behind, the quarterback's trying to figure out, Baker threw a pick. If they can do that next week against Brock Purdy, which we know can't perform under pressure.
Right.
And think it's stage of the year. Oh, this is a Dan Campbell fever dream.
Now, do you think that was, because what I've been hearing is, oh, well, it was just the weather. Purdy couldn't throw because of the weather. I don't know if I buy all that.
But, nah, don't put it at all.
Yeah.
Mario was able to throw because Christian McCaffrey is such a monster.
Yeah, right. No, I agree. And he was like 22 of 40. It was brutal. Yeah. His completion percentage was awful.
It was awful. He didn't have a great game. No, I believe it was one of the worst games I watched of the division round.
Right.
Like, he did nothing to me looked like, oh, he's a next-level quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. Well, the thing is, you got to set the run game going. That's the problem, is running against the Niners. It's just the hardest team to run against, one of the hardest teams to run against in the NFL. So they got – I think Gibbs has to be the guy you lean on because Monty is going to be one-dimensional. They run the same type of runs with him. Gibbs can change the game, but they're going to have them both in there. It's thunder and lightning, man. That's what they do. But they got to get that run game going earlier. It's going to be an issue.
This game, it's a very close 50-50. The Chiefs game is not.
You think it's Chiefs all day? You think it's Ravens all day?
Ravens all day.
Okay.
And I just had talk, and it's just, who do the Chiefs have that can threaten the Ravens defense?
Yeah.
And the answer is no.
Yeah.
If you watch, I went to the game. The Ravens have a very special way of making Lamar Jackson the centerpiece of the offense. And once you do that, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Say they're running a QB draw concept. So a wide receiver has a stalk, wide receiver has a post, tight end has a drag, and this guy has a fade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If there's releasing linemen and Lamar doesn't like any of his routes, he can take off for a 6-yard gain.
Right.
And if you send blitzes, then you're just leaving this post or slant wide open. And then that's what they did against the Texans that made it so deadly. Because Lamar rules out, every linebacker's eyes are going to just immediately notice that and beam after him, which leaves a tight end, I don't know, like say Isaiah Likely,
yeah,
over, leak behind, over the top, and have a one-on-one corner, and then that's just a matchup I love every day.
Cole, you got to be a football coach, man. You know what you're talking about. This is good stuff. It's just
when you look, if you watch the game and you understand what's going on, you understand the Chiefs don't really have a chance.
Wow. I don't know about that. I mean, they've been there before. Lamar has not been in the spot before. That's my only thing.
Lamar, that's what the Ravens have been doing all year, proving the narrative wrong.
Yeah.
The Ravens' defense, they held C.J. Stroud 0 points. The Ravens can't get it done against the 49ers. Beat the 49ers by 30.
All right. So you're saying Ravens by a mile, and you're saying Lions by a field goal.
Yes.
Okay. There you have it.
All right. I know I got to get it, but those are just my picks.
Yeah,
if
man.
There's anything you need to know, I mean,
no,
if you look at the matchups, their slot corner against Amra, they should be running a lot of drags.
Okay.
And their linebackers are okay, but Drake Greenlaw is absent in coverage.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, I like it. I like anybody that says the Lions at 60% against the Niners, I love. So appreciate it, man. We'll be going with it. I think I might take Kansas City money line with Detroit, but I like it. I like the breakdown.
I expect that pick, but if you just look at it, the Travis Kelce is going against Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen. That's a bad matchup.
All right. Okay. We'll see, man. I love the breakdown. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Is it Sunday things still happening? Like the Sunday morning talk?
Yeah, we'll be back on Sunday. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Take it easy. That's Cole on the phone lines. You guys can call in from the50.com, from the50.com. You guys can, talk whatever you want to talk about. We got, do we got fans calling in? We got guys talking formations. We're all over the place. This is great stuff. Again, you guys can always call into the show. This is the football fan line. It's made for the fans to call in and talk football. We got Lions and Niners coming up Sunday night football, 5:30. Winner goes to the Super Bowl. I mean, the fact that we're even talking Lions in this chance is unbelievable. Like, it's just the coolest feeling in the world. We're going to be out somewhere watching both these games, really locking in. Just cannot wait. It's just something that Detroit's been waiting for a long time. That I've been waiting for a while too. I mean, again, I said it before. I haven't been a fan my whole life. I was a Rams fan, St. Louis Rams fan from St. Louis, and then 2011, 2012, like, Matthew Stafford, Megatron, man. I kind of changed when I heard the Rams were going to leave. There was a rumor about that. They sucked. And I said, I want to start like with a team that's not so great. And, I mean, the Lions were pretty good with Stafford and Megatron, but they weren't where they are now. So I said, I said, you know what? Let's go with them. I thought they were electric and have been a fan ever since. And it's just awesome. It's awesome to see them in the playoffs and playing the way they are. It's exciting. So hopefully they continue it, and hopefully they play a good game. It would suck to see a blowout on Sunday. I really don't expect it. I think they can beat anybody at this point, and it's just the way it is. So really, really fired up about it, man. I really am. Let's see. Throw us a bone. What's the parlay for the Lions game? That's from Bill. I don't know if I have a parlay yet. I mean, I'm guessing the rushing totals for Gibbs and Montgomery is pretty low. That's a good question, though. I don't know if they're going to run great against them is my only problem. But we kind of said the same thing about the run game against the Bucs. And then they ended up kind of breaking some good ones, especially with Gibbs on that big touchdown run. So I probably would stay away from rushing. I mean, Goff over passing, it seems like it's too easy because they need him to throw for 250 plus. I'm going to guess he's at like 270 if I had to guess before I see it here. Let's see. Passing yards. Jared Goff, 255 and a half. Okay, that seems about right. 255 and a half. Actually, I can't read. Is that a five? Holy cow, my screen's like going nuts on me. Yep, 255 and a half. I would take Goff over. I might tease it down a little bit. Purdy, 272 and a half. I mean, the way the line secondary is, I don't hate that. But honestly, if you want a full like San Francisco fade parlay, you might think about taking his under just because the way he threw last week. I mean, to me, it seems like you know, this is all Lions all the time if they can get to him. But he might settle in. It might be because of the weather last week. I don't know, but I like Goff over passing for sure. Rushing totals, you got Gibbs over 47.5, Monty over 46.5. If I did either of those two, I would take Monty or I'd take Gibbs for sure over 47.5. It seems like the better one. So we'll see. But again, it's tough. I'll have to really look into this and get a parlay down. But anyway, guys, appreciate it. A lot of fun on this show. I know it's a little quicker than normal. Late one. We had some audio issues early, but I know we had a few good callers there hopping in, so I appreciate it. Make sure you follow the show. It's at From the 50. It's fromthe50.com for all the links. Check us out on TikTok, on YouTube, and also on Twitch. The podcast feed also is on Apple Podcasts, and the link is online at fromthe50.com. You guys can call in anytime, even on Sundays, but this is the Football Fan Line. Year-long show. We're trying to work out the kinks with this, trying to make sure we get this rocking and rolling for the rest of the year. I got some fun ideas even in the off-season, but just kind of a trial run. I do enjoy people just calling in, but obviously we want to bring more interaction into it as well, so we appreciate you tuning in as always. And again, we'll see you Sunday, 10:30 a.m. CT all the way up until kickoff. But until then, this is From the 50. We'll talk to you very soon. Have a great night. Go Lions. See ya.